Another week, which 100 years, which pajama your hour.
Which pajamas your hour.com. Wow, dude. Something you pointed out that's crazy to me is we're not going to have a lag. We're actually allowed to speak over each other.
Like a conversation.
Like real people.
It's the little things.
And the thing with the online recording service that we use is whenever we both talk at the same time, A, we don't know it.
Yeah.
But listening back to the episodes, I get so frustrated.
Yeah.
With myself mostly, because for some reason I'm always a little bit behind you. It's never like the other way around, I feel like. And so it just constantly sounds like I'm jumping in on what you're saying.
I haven't been able to really listen. Like before the pandemic, I would listen back. I would listen, you know, like if one was recent enough, I'd listen. Or, you know, I've not wanted to listen to any from the past year. None. I'm just letting that sink into the earth. If we have listeners that survived through it, great. That's amazing.
Yeah. If you're still with us after the fiasco that was 2020, hi.
More power to you.
Yeah. Welcome back. It's good to see you. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah.
Since we're back in person, should we celebrate with a Mad Lib?
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, you dudes, we have a very special guest in the recording studio today. Of course.
What do you mean? You want to read it?
No, I want to give words.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah, you can give words.
Oh.
Yeah, y'all just, it'll be me against you guys. How's that? Like, I'll read it to you and y'all can give me words.
All right.
Or, wait, yeah, we'll do that.
We have Lyra, do you want Lyra Street or what would you like?
Yeah, sure. That's, all right. That's my name, yo.
We have, what if you just made up like a totally ridiculous name on the spot?
Lyra Turnpike.
Why?
That's what it
because
is from
I'm
now
chaotic
on.
And I can.
Lyra Turnpike.
Well, we have Lyra Turnpike in the studio today.
Alias.
We do have Lyra Street here, and we're gonna do a brand new Mad Libs to celebrate the fact that we're all together.
Hello.
And safe, shall I say?
Yeah.
Yeah. Say hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Should we take turns going back and picking words?
Yeah,
I'm down.
Okay, all right, all right, all right. Okay, sure. And you're the guest, so you go first.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So, well, we will need... Oh, we're going to need a lot of these. Okay.
Oh, shit, dude.
Are you kidding?
We're going to need 7 nouns, so... You can...
In a row?
Yes, we're going to batch them together. So it goes a little quicker this way in filling it out. So pick a noun. You're just going to go through 7 nouns.
Panties.
Oh, yeah.
Panty, then.
Just one singular panty.
A solitary panty.
That's weirder.
Is that like a half of a panty?
Yeah.
Well, like in lingerie advertising, you know, it's like buy this bra and get a free panty, but otherwise it's
that word.
Panties.
I hate it. I've never called my underwears panties.
Panties. I mean, the really frilly things might be panties.
They're underwear.
Okay.
For all the word panty haters, Macy included, I'm so sorry that I started off with that one.
Panties.
Can of spam.
Okay.
Can of spam.
A long lost dryer sock.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
Dude. I want to go with a classic here. I just want to bring back Merkin.
Okay. Sure.
A spare toothbrush.
Ew. Why is that, gang? Why is a spare toothbrush? Something about that's gross.
It's just gross.
Well, you know, like the unopened one for guests.
Oh, I thought you meant
not like a
one on your counter.
And that's a loose toothbrush.
A stray pube.
Tweezers.
It's very specific.
The brand Tweezers.
Tweezers.
Tweezer men tweezers.
All right, so we're going to need 3 adjectives. So, Charlie, kick us off with the adjective.
Sloppy.
Pulsating.
Oh, my.
Ew, God, that's so good.
Oh.
I'm just going to rip you off.
Do it.
I'm going to rip you off. I'm going to go with quivering.
Oh! 2 very different things that go together quite well.
Quivering. That's a person in room female.
Mace, you're up.
Fine.
Just Macy.
I need 2, so one of each of you will give me a plural noun.
Penis pumps.
Yeah, okay.
Condoms. I can't.
Simple and to the point.
I can't think of anything else.
Beautiful.
Condoms. I'm on the spot.
Condom.
That gets the job
that's
done.
That's a funny fucking word when you think about it.
I like how you hear condom. I like it when you hear that. Yeah. Like, kind of the English condom.
A condom.
Yeah. A condom.
It's cute. And lastly, I don't know who has this one. Lastly, plural part of the body.
Take it away.
Nips.
In all caps, nips. That was so enthusiastic.
All right.
And I don't want nipples. I want nips.
Nips.
This is Wherefore Art Thou, Shakespeare?
Oh, yes.
William Shakespeare is the most famous writer in the history of the panty.
Ew, ew.
He wrote many plays, including Romeo and Macy and A Midsummer Night's Can of Spam.
Macy.
He also wrote many sloppy poems. Here is a selection from one of his most pulsating sonnets. So this is part of it.
Mm.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's long-lost dryer sock?
Only a summer's.
Thou art more lovely and more quivering.
Oh.
Oh, God. Rough winds do shake the darling penis pumps of May. And summer's merkin hath all too short a spare toothbrush. But thy eternal stray pube shall not fade. So long as condoms can breathe.
Oh, God.
No nips can see.
Oh.
So long lives this, and this gives tweezers to thee. Oh.
The way you said spare toothbrush, dude.
Oh, my God. Man. That hurt physically.
I'm spent.
Oh,
my God.
Okay, what are we doing today? What are we talking about?
I have a gift for you. I have three gifts for you. One of them's not in here, but I'm just going to tell you what it is. And it's kind of, it's not as good, but.
Oh, okay.
The reaction will be good.
Okay.
It's in my car. Okay. So you understand.
Yeah.
This first one's small. It's no big deal, but it matches your pillows.
Made you a dude! Fuck, dude, I saw that over there and I was like, does that match my fucking
it
pillows?
Does.
And it's a scrunchie.
I'm all about the scrunchies right now, dude.
Oh, I can't wait. It's got brains on it and like,
I like the diagram of the lobes, like the
man.
Brain lobes.
And like skulls and like creepy triangles,
like Illuminati triangles.
Thank you, Illuminati. That's the word I was looking for. Oh, thank you.
And this next one I've been needing to give to you since I think before Christmas. No, maybe just slightly after Christmas.
I haven't had a scrunchie since I was a child, a little kid.
Dude, here's the thing. Me too. And now I've started using them again, and they're so much better for my hair. It's like, why have I not done this? It is amazing.
I mean, we really had it all figured out in the 90s.
All right. I thought that I'm not even going to explain.
Okay. I don't think you should have to. Okay. It appears to be a tapestry.
Mm-hmm.
Am I correct in assuming that?
You are correct.
Oh, my fuck. Are you serious, dude? Dude, fuck yeah, bro. Oh, okay.
There you go.
So, to paint a word picture, this is a tapestry, I believe.
Yeah.
It's the Unas Honest.
Yeah.
Tapestry.
The hourglass.
Thank you. I love my scrunchie and my Unas Honest.
And my last gift, which I will send with you, I wish I had in here, but also there's not enough room. I have a Granger for you.
I get a Granger?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I'm going to...
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I get a Granger.
Yeah, he's a big sweet boy. Lyra has a Granger.
I love him.
I wish I had a gift for you.
It's because you don't love me.
I should have waited to give you your wet nips keychain.
Wetness, y'all.
There's this keychain I saw on Etsy, and it's so silly. It's just a little skull, like resin skull, and it just said "wet nips."
The kind of thing that you and I would both really appreciate.
I immediately thought, "Oh, this is funny. I gotta get this for Macy." So I bought it for her for like a belated birthday thing, and it was just a little small thing. But when I got it, the pee fell off of it, so it just says "wetness," and I love it. What are we talking about today?
I have a treat for you.
Yeah,
I have a treat for all of you.
Okay.
I have a historical witch episode.
Are you fucking kidding
me?
And
this is the first one in like a year. More. I don't know. A long time.
I'm talking about unikite.
I don't know what that is.
It's a stone.
I don't know the meaning of the word.
What? Okay, but before we go any further, today's episode is dedicated to Brianna B.
My brain immediately put it in place of Audrey 2, the Brianna B. Or like the... When they're the shoe, dad.
Oh, like, I was walking down the street.
Yeah.
For $1.95.
I've got it. I don't want to be Gavin DeGraw. I'm Brianna B.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
What is it? Wanna be, baby. I don't remember how that
song. All I know of that song is the fucking chorus.
Hold on. Should we kick this over to Lyra?
God, no.
Are you sure?
I will break your mics.
Oh, okay.
And everybody else's speakers. I sound like bad breaks.
Oh, bad breaks.
Bad breaks.
Is bad breaks like a cover band of Bad Brains, like the Pump band? Bad breaks.
No, just the sign that your car really needs to go to the top.
Just that you're in danger. Brianna B's band, Skunkweed Juju, which, take that, let it soak in because it's beautiful.
I feel like we have to do a better song.
Well, their song fucking Blood Harmony slaps.
Yeah, they make really lovely music.
So check it out. There's going to be a link to that down in the show notes. Check it out because it fucking slaps.
Slaps. Slaps.
Sing Brianna B a song. And know that she's a musician, so you have to do really good.
I know it. I don't know why I'm struggling so hard to think of one today. Brianna B.
Oh.
That I am high. Hey, yeah. I wish a thing but
Brianna B.
Hey, baby, Brianna B.
Yes.
Oh, God.
I'm satisfied with that.
That was my first karaoke song.
I'm glad.
Your brother sat in the crowd and laughed at me the whole time. What are we talking about? Who's your witch?
Okay, this is exciting. This is a crazy story. Unfortunately, terrible ending. Gotta warn you from the get-go, it sucks. But they all do. Bessie Dunlop is who we're talking about today. This is in Scotland. It's such a... I didn't even search her initially. I'd never heard of this person before. And I saw her name through a different different witch I was looking into. And I was like, oh, this is interesting. And then I found, like, I love it when I find a good academic paper. Mm. Like a big, long, juicy, well-received. And it's like, oh, this is it.
Mm.
And just this crazy story and well-documented one. And it's from the 1500s. And it's just neat how well-documented it is. There's a lot of dialogue, a lot of Scottish dialogue.
Oh, God, I can't wait.
And it's written in that weirdly spelled Old English kind of way to where everything's spelled literally.
Phonetically, yeah.
Yeah.
Will you do the accent?
Sure.
Sweet.
I'll do the accent.
Lit.
I'll do it the whole time.
But before we get into our historical witch and our pretty basic stone, listen, we want to talk to you. If you haven't gotten your print yet, there's only 1 week left for the prints. Mm-hmm. And if you have no idea what we're talking about, we're going to talk about the prints a little bit. And we have the artist in the studio. The artist known formally as Lyra Turnpike.
Turnpike.
Yeah. Howdy.
That was natural.
Howdy, y'all.
I don't podcast too well, but here I am.
I think you've been on the show before, you know?
I know.
Friend of the show. Lyra Turnpike.
You've all heard of her before. She's real.
She is the mastermind behind our two prints thus far.
Yep.
Count them, two.
If you acted quick and snapped up that first one,
you're going to be rich one day.
Don't promise them that.
It's up to them to believe
it. It's a guarantee. Take it to the bank. I would like to hear a little bit about your process and your prints and these prints in particular. And if you don't know what we're talking about, check it out at wbah.printshop.com.
Yeah.
Well, I know that cryptids have a very special place to this podcast, so
we love them.
I wanted print number 2 to feature some sort of cryptid. And I don't know, the Yeti just kind of felt right in this scenario because we're in a season of winter changing into spring. But I didn't want to do anything scary, and you'll notice that this particular print is not done in the comic style that I started out with on the last one. And I actually started out in that comic style, and the Yeti looked a little bit scarier than he does now. And so I picked up on this, like, very very storybook, very folk art style. And as many of you know, I was born in the Ukraine, so this style is very familiar to me because this is what I grew up looking at in my storybooks. And I've really noticed its comeback on Instagram in the last couple of years, so I've, you know, seen a lot of great inspiration out there for this style, and it just seemed like a fun thing to try, and as I did, it felt really natural. I work on my iPad in Procreate, so a lot of the mirrored stuff is a great feature of Procreate, that you can just draw something on one side, and it magically happens on the other. It was just really fun to play around. It started out with 3 sketches that I showed Macy and Charlie from the get-go. They chose this one. Everyone was really excited. I love the process of working on these things, and I also managed to find 2 local businesses where I'm from that handle the printing and the shipping, so ordering one does support a local business, and I think that's great, and the 2 businesses I work with are awesome, so really kind of took a village, and I'm really overwhelmed by the response I've gotten so far just on Instagram and Facebook, and whether you buy one or not, it's been a real it's been a real joy to work on these, and I look forward to doing more, and I really, really appreciate all the love and all the inspiration that I've gotten through this project so far.
It's been a lot of love.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of love.
I'm incredibly proud that we get to partner with you on this.
Well, the feeling is mega mutual.
Oh. Mega mutual. And if you want to pick one up, head over to... You say it. WobahPrintShop.com.
WobahPrintShop.com?
Good question.
Sounds like we're having you tied up with a gun to your head.
www.wabahprintshop.com. Mm-hmm. Buy them up.
W as in
Wabah Print Shop.
W as in Winnebago.
Oh, God. B as in banana. All right.
Oh, no.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. And she's still going to be hanging out for the episode, so.
If you hear uncontrollable laughter, it's me.
She's in a chair.
Hi, Mom.
She's in a chair. All right. Any sick bars you want to spit real quick?
Sick bars?
Sick bars. You can say no.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's an option.
No.
But if you wanted to speak on it, you can.
No.
I'm gonna kick it off.
Kick
it off here, talking about Unikite.
Unikite.
Which I had to watch.
Uvula.
Vulva. I had to watch many a YouTube video to make sure I was saying it right. But it is Unikite. And it gets its name from where it is most commonly found. In the U.S. It's a good old red-blooded American boy.
Oh.
From the Unica Mountains in North Carolina.
Pretty.
It's actually a type of granite. A complex type of granite.
Oh, it's so deep.
It's a combo of a few other stones. It's like you took a jasper, a feldspar, quartz, and something called epidote, and you just smashed them together with like lots of heat and pressure.
It's just a Heinz 57.
It's a Dr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
25 flavors or whatever the hell. And that makes up a unikite. So because it's made of a bunch of different type of stones, it actually carries a lot of kind of mismatched properties.
That makes sense.
because it is a beautiful like pink and green combo of varying different shades of green and pink, it makes it an obvious choice for the heart chakra. Because if I remember correctly, the heart chakra's colors are green and pink, yeah? Don't laugh at me.
For the heart chakra. You turned into fucking Jack Nicholson for a second.
I thought you said hate chakra.
Your hate chakra.
The hate chakra would be my favorite chakra. Gotta go activate my hate chakra.
That one is pulsating.
It's just, yeah, it's just sludge. It's quivering.
Gross.
Yeah, so it's an obvious choice for the heart chakra because of the colors. However, it's also useful for the root as well as the third eye. I also saw pretty much every other chakra listed.
Excellent.
At some point.
Yeah.
But those are the most common, what I saw the most uses for. And I actually didn't see anything about the crown. Some of the metaphysical properties are sort of linked to crown behavior or crown based shit.
Phenomena.
So for use in the mundane. Unikite helps the holder gain weight if needed. So it's particularly helpful after an illness or if you're generally struggling to gain or to keep weight on. It's one of the best stones to keep for a generally easier pregnancy.
Okay. Just every little bit helps.
Every little bit helps. This is not like a, please don't like just carry a Unikite instead of like getting prenatal care. That ain't it. But, you know, if you're having a rough time of it, you know, get you some jewelry and it might help soothe some of the just awful bullshit you go through when you're pregnant. It's got massive magic properties. Properties that it carries are similar to, the things it's made out of, jasper, feldspar, quartz, stuff like that. But crunched together, the energy is said to be very slow moving. It's not a kick the doors in sort of crystal. It's not like if you need to prosperity work. I always think like citrine is like a like a fucking kick the doors down, let's do this kind of bright spot type. This isn't like this. This is slow and it's all about patience. It takes patience to see the effects of the stone, therefore teaching you patience in the process. So when it comes to the chakras, we'll work from the root up in regards to root chakra. This stone is very powerfully tied to all of your lower chakras, but the root in particular, because it helps you to physically ground. If you have problems grounding, like I do, this stone will stick you in the ground. It's said to kind of do the heavy lifting for you. If you have a hard time visualizing that process or feeling connected, because when I ground, I always... It's like a bad TV signal. Like, it'll come in, I'll be like, oh, I got it. And then it'll just flitter away. And I'm like, fuck, I'm not grounded. And I can just tell.
Yeah.
But it'll help kind of get you in there and keep your energy grounded to the earth. For the heart chakra, it's the colors of the heart. We talked about that. And you laughed at me for some reason and said I sounded like Pete Wentz. Who did you say?
Jack Nicholson. Jack Nicholson. Not Pete Wentz.
I don't know what that was the first name. Okay.
Nope.
To my head. But in regards to the heart chakras, I can see Lyra's flailing your arms over there. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? It helps to rid the pain of old wounds, especially in regards to the cords that we form in relationships. Relationships of a toxic nature. And when they're over, how you can basically be separated from the person that was toxic, but you still have that tie to them. That's why cord cutting ceremony, like cord cutting work and stuff like that is so big, is because even after you're done with somebody, you can still carry around that invisible tether to them and their energy and shit like that. So this will help to kind of rid. If you're looking to reinvent yourself after you go through a heartache like that, it will help usher you forward into your new life and break down walls of what's holding you back. So it's a little bit of a blockbuster in that way. When you can't get over someone, maybe it's because you're tethered to them or tethered to their energy. You're just tethered to like shitty concepts and thoughts that they left you with. This will help to clear the way to be like, okay, that's the past. Now we're going to go ahead and move into the future. It helps you love yourself. It's not a very I don't think it's a very powerful stone to use in something like love drawing or in romance spells or anything like that. But it's a stone that does help you love yourself fully and completely. So mind, body, and soul. It's not just like a quick, oh, I'm going to boost my confidence with a confidence spell. It's an all around accepting you for your physical appearance, you know, your mind, your emotional state, any shit that comes along with it. It'll help you love and not just be like, I'm a bad bitch, but like really feel, you know, really feel, love yourself.
Trademark.
TM.
It'll bring forth the real you and then allow yourself to love that person, not this idealized version of yourself. If you are grieving for any reason, be it a relationship, you're mourning the loss of a relationship or even mourning the loss of a life, it can help in the grieving process and to kind of work through it, not just numb it out or just absorb negativity from the situation, but it'll help you process everything that you're going through and the emotions that you feel. It generally will bring a balance to extreme emotions, making those times where you're having like really hardcore mood swings, it'll make them a little more balanced. So if you're going through something that's making you feel like if you have a big decision to make and you're like, if I make this decision, oh shit, I'm going to be so happy and I'm excited, you know, but then you turn around and you're like, oh, but I'm really scared. And you start to feel those negative feelings and you're kind of jumping back and forth between that. Not only will it help to kind of curb those and kind of chill you out a little bit, but it'll actually help you make that decision. It's said to be one of the stones that you can put under your pillow that you can just sleep on. And it's going to bring your subconscious out, I guess, a little bit. And it's going to, like, make you listen to your gut easier. It's not going to say, oh, this is the better choice for you or anything like that. It's not going to make up its mind for you. But it's going to help you feel what you already, you know, when you already want a situation to turn out a certain, it's going to help you kind of identify that. It's also claimed to draw your twin flame.
Oh.
Yeah. Heard it here. Unikite. Draw your twin flame.
It will come right to you.
Yes.
Search is over.
Yeah. Just stick one in your pocket. Meet the love of your life. So moving up, the third eye chakra. It promotes psychic visions. It will physically help you visualize. I know a lot of people, we hear this a lot, like, oh, I don't know what visualize means, or I have a hard time visualizing things. And I'm not talking about that, like,
actual condition.
Yeah, where it's like you cannot visualize things, or you know, it's like you can, but you have trouble focusing that visualization. Or if you're like me, I will visualize what I want, but then like my intrusive thoughts come in and I will accidentally visualize like really bad things happening, or I'll visualize things not working the way I want it to. And then I get scared. I'm like, oh fuck, I visualized it. It's going to happen. This is going to help you kind of have a stronger will over your visualizations. It deepens meditations and promotes meditational visions by connecting you to spirit. So everyone out there who's trying to meditate and talk to spirit, talk to, you know, just get you some unikite, and it's going to help to put you in a deeper state of meditation. It's also good for strengthening your psychic gifts.
Whoa.
I'm sorry, I'm just imagining, like, I always wonder, like, how to use stones, and I know it can be as simple as just carrying it, like, in your pocket, but for some reason, it's like, if it's for the third eye, I always want to, like, put it slam just on.
Just set it there.
So I'm just visualizing myself, like, in my room, holding the stone to my third eye, and just being like, what am I good at? Outside of chakra-based work, unikite lends its hand to sleep. It's big in sleeping better, sleeping deeper, helping in issues of insomnia, easing depression while you sleep, and helping our subconscious come to decisions while we sleep. I already talked about that. Pop it under your pillow. It's good for breaking addictions. Don't not seek medical assistance or anything like that in cases of addictions. However, in addition to medical assistance, it can carry away the hold that some of these things can have over you. It has an ability to break bad habits, so you're less likely to fall back into comfortable routine, I guess, and when it comes to addiction. And if you're going through major life changes, it helps bring grounding when things are up in the air. So when you want to be more loving to yourself, those around you, make big decisions, let go of old hurts, hurtful emotions, anger, pain, that kind of unikite.
Wow.
There you go.
I'll take 10.
I want to find all my twin flames.
Quite a sales pitch.
Did you like it?
I did.
Yeah. I feel like that meme that's like, this baby can fit so many emotions.
Pioneers used to ride these babies for miles.
It's not just a boulder. It's a rock.
Charlie, we got to take a break here for a second because we have ourselves a sponsor, an advertiser.
I love taking breaks and I love advertisers.
I'm particular, and I know you are too. I'm very excited for this one. Really been looking forward to this ad. This is a longtime friend of the show, longtime listener, just all around, just real bro, just good person. And so I'm very excited to be doing this.
Real bro, saw it.
So today we're talking about Carson Valley Creations.
If you want to see some of the most gorgeous wire-wrapped stones. I'm looking at this one called the White Buffalo Pendant, and my heart is coming through my chest.
Yeah, yeah. Zarek has been putting up several pieces as of late that are just like literally just knocking it down. Like every time I see one, I'm just like, oh, and then I scroll down a couple more, and then I'm just like, oh, and it's like a whole other genius one, like right there. He's been killing it.
There's some like deep blue ones with like the Tree of Life, like wire wrapped. It's worked into the wire wrapping that I don't even comprehend how you do that. This is also where Macy got her sweet, badass, chonky boy of a garnet. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. We have several pieces that Zarek has very kindly just sent us. But that's where my blue tiger's eye came from, and also your, I believe it was a rainbow obsidian as well.
Yeah, dude. Sorry, I those two words together wrap up my entire personality, and I love it so much. So a little bit of information on Carson Valley Creations. What started as a small hobby in 2019 quickly grew to a small business in 2020, driven by the urge to create. Zarek went back to his love of rocks as a child. Growing up beneath the breathtaking Sierra Nevada mountains gave Zarek countless opportunities to become a rock hound while, I just love that term, a rock hound, while either hiking in the mountains or through the desert. How picturesque is that?
I know.
Can you imagine?
So good. So Mother Nature is the original artist of Zarek's work. He strives to reveal her magical creations by showing off the features of each stone as the focal point. While many designs are available on Zarek's website, he does enjoy working with clients to find like the perfect fit. So whether you're shopping for you or somebody else searching for, you know, maybe the perfect gift, come check out their selection. And as they word it, I really like this, everlasting creations.
Everlasting creations. That sounds like some otherworldly mess.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. And I vouch pretty hardcore for Zarek's work. Like I mentioned, we have several pieces, and not only are they beautiful and like, you know, because the stones that are chosen and whatnot, the wrap job is so nice and it's symmetrical, which is something that can bother me every now and again.
Yeah.
It's symmetrical. All of the sharp pieces are covered, or like there's nothing that snags anywhere. It's like little details like that, which turn like a wire wrapped piece into something like really spectacular. And every piece is like that for me.
It's a neat job. It's a job well done.
Love a job well done on the WBH podcast.
I have kind of shifted my personal, I still love my costumey type jewelry, but there is something about wearing a stone that has been around on this earth for
millions of years or something on your body that is not only beautiful looking, but it's so powerful. Mm-hmm. And over on the Carson Valley Creations website, there are everything from little delicate pieces to big chunky statement pieces. And that's what I'm about.
Even the small stones. So like, you know, we were talking about the big statement pieces and the small, the showcasing of the stone with the wire is the same. It's like a small piece isn't neglected because it's small, and a big piece isn't just like ridiculously ornate because it's big. It's there's good balance there across the board, regardless of size, just showcasing the stone itself. So there's a new collection at Carson Valley Creations called the American Mind Collection. I just think this is really interesting. And so Zarek's been working with local miners and stone cutters to try to find pieces that either these people have like mined themselves, or they know exactly where they came from, because knowing where the stone comes from and if it's ethically sourced is important. So all of the stones in this collection are 100% mined and cut in America.
So if you want to check out Zarek's work, Carson Valley Creations. Also, I'm just going to say it. If somebody snaps up this white buffalo pendant, I'm going to need you to send. I need you to at least take pictures of yourself wearing it, because I love it so much. I'm probably going to take this actual piece and like throw it over into the coven, because if I can't have it, I need to live vicariously through someone. And Macy, I think you have all the information on how you can get your hands on a beautiful ancient stone that was meticulously wrapped and will adorn your body and just make you feel like a bad bitch.
I'm looking at the white buffalo one right now. It is spectacular.
Do you see it?
Yeah.
Look how good it is, dude. The fucking wrapping. I can't stand
That's how gorgeous
it is.
Yeah.
It doesn't that, like, make sense.
Fibonacci sequence like thing going on at the top. That's cool as hell. If you want to check out these pieces that we're talking about and you're going to go down a rabbit hole, let me tell you. If you want to check this out, you can go to on Instagram at Carson Valley Creations, as well as carsonvalleycreations.com.
But Mace, I want to check out these pieces, but I want a fat 15% off.
Well, let me tell you, that is so funny that you say that, because I can hand deliver you a fat 15% off right now. Whoa. Right now, with the code WABAH15, all caps, WBAH15 for 15% off your Carson Valley Creations order.
I need a bite of you screaming 15 like that. Macy, I have to be honest with you. Lately, there's a couple of things that have been interfering with my happiness. I just don't know what to do about it.
That's okay. First of all, let me tell you, Charlie, that's okay. Secondly, I know exactly where you need to go. I can tell you where you need to go right now, and that is BetterHelp.
BetterHelp. I've heard about that. That sounds like self-help.
It's not self-help. It's professional counseling. And in fact, there are over 800,000 people taking advantage of BetterHelp to better manage their mental health.
That's a lot of people. Is there going to be enough therapy to go around for me? Am I going to have somebody who can dedicate their time to listening to me and my needs?
Due to demand, they've actually increased the number of licensed professional counselors that they have. So yeah, you should be able to be quickly matched with your counselor within 24 hours and can get to communicating with them in a very personal and individual way.
Sounds scary. I'm not really into talking on the phone. I might not be able to do this service because I would prefer to text, email, or chat rather than talk on the phone.
Well, that's the beauty of it, man. That's exactly what you can do. You can completely customize how you want to communicate. You can text them if that's what you like. You can message them. You can set up phone calls if you find yourself more comfortable with that. So really, it's however feels best for you.
Are they going to be able to help with my depression?
Yes, and even your stress.
Anxiety?
Relationships.
Sleeping problems.
Trauma.
Anger.
Family conflicts.
LGBT matters.
And
more.
More.
This sounds wonderful. This sounds like the perfect solution, but what if I can't afford it?
Well, Charlie, financial aid is available for those who qualify. And to hopefully make it a little easier, we actually have a 10% discount code, 10% off your first month with BetterHelp by using the code WITCH.
10%? That's a pretty fat discount, too.
I love a fat discount. And you can use that fat discount at BetterHelp. That's HELP.com/WITCH.
I'm kicking back in the chair. I'm going to get nice and fucking relaxed.
Move your mic. Yeah, get cozy. I have a long story for you.
I'm ready for it.
With all kinds of characters and a lot of Scottish. And I'm going to do my best here.
Yay.
I'm going to try my best. It's going to be rough. So yay. All of our Scottish listeners, I'm sorry.
Here's what you do. Scottish listeners, whatever she says, record yourself saying it and send it to us.
God, yeah. A syllable by syllable critique.
Yes.
Of my
be like, here's what you said. You said Highland Coo, and how you really say it is, and then you fill in the blank.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we'll know.
Show me everything I did wrong.
Yeah. In fact, just fly to America and give us lessons. How's that?
That'd be great.
Yeah. Okay.
Here we go. Listen, this is a wild one. So this is 16th century. So Bessie Dunlop. Sorry. Also known as Elizabeth Dunlop or Elizabeth Jack.
What?
Names were weird back then.
Uh-huh.
And she was a farmer's wife who lived in Scotland. So it's not known for certain, but it's believed she was in about her 30s for when most of this story goes down, mm-hmm. for when this is really going down. And her and her husband, Jack, they were kind of like, I guess you could say middle class. Like they weren't poverty. Like they had some livestock. They had some cows mm-hmm. and... You know, they would go to Edinburgh, like, for every now and again, like...
My first thought was Edinburgh Fire Festival.
And so they would go, but that was, like, you know, to the market. You had to go to the market. So, they could do that. They weren't super wealthy, but they were there, and they were pretty comfortable. And, you know, eventually, they even had some friends kind of in higher standings.
Oh.
So... A lot of my notes here in this story in general came from a document I found called Witch, Fairy, and Folktale Narratives in the Trial of Bessie Dunlop. Hmm. And this was written by Lizanne Henderson for the University of Glasgow. And it's really interesting. It was just a very interesting document. And what's interesting about Bessie is that she really wasn't always a witch. Like, for most, you know, she was a very normal farmer's wife. And until shit just gets weird for her. Really weird. So, one day, she was in labor, as all women were all the time.
All the time,
then,
yes.
As you did.
Mm-hmm.
And so, she lived on this small farm with her husband. And her husband at the time was deathly ill.
Oh.
Like, super ill.
Oh.
And... She was mostly going through this, like, alone, like, this labor situation.
Man, let's try anything to get out of helping a woman in labor.
and to make matters worse, like, even some of her animals were not doing well. Like, it was not good time. Mm. And she was kind of in dire straits. So while she was in labor, as she described, a stout woman showed up in her cottage doorway.
Okay.
And she was asking for a glass of water. So this woman walks up to a woman having a baby and is like, bitch, I need water.
Can I have a glass of water?
And Bessie, while having labor, gets her a glass of water.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. She's a good lady. And so.
While having labor.
While having a labor.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
And the woman says to her, here we go. I don't even know how I'm going to do this.
Mm.
How do you say Bessie? Bessie, your bairn will die.
Oh.
But your husband will mend his sickness.
Oh.
She then left the cottage and Bessie just finished her labor because the woman didn't know. She gave her that nugget of knowledge and fucked off after drinking her water.
Can I also, I think that was really good.
So not too long after this, it was a day in 1572. And Bessie had delivered the child, but her husband was still super sick, and the baby was not doing good.
Oh.
And there were still some animals not doing good. And Bessie was still weak from just, like, having a birth.
Yeah, having a labor.
Yeah.
In the middle of probably tending the farm and the home and everything. Yeah,
exactly. And so she's not doing really good at the moment. And so one day, Bessie is driving cattle between, like, the grazing area that's at her house and the yard or, like, garden area of this place called Moncastle.
Oh.
And she was just, like, particularly down this day, like, visibly so. Like, times were hard. And this man appears out of nowhere. And this is where shit gets weird. Real weird. So some reports say that he was carrying a white wand. I couldn't really find that anywhere.
I'd like to imagine he was.
And some not. Most don't say that he was. However, he was dressed. He was, like, nicely dressed. Yeah. You know, like, he looked normal. And their conversation went something like this. This is so much dialogue.
Hit me with it.
Oh, God, it makes my mouth feel weird. It doesn't feel right. Good day, Bessie. What worldly thing makes you lament so greatly? And then greet sincerely.
Oh.
I don't know what those mean.
Huh.
She answered, alas, have I not great cause to lament? For our money and possessions are dwindling away. And my husband is sick. And my baby will not live.
Oh, Jesus. She's really a Debbie Downer here.
She is. And the gentleman was like, Bessie.
Mm-hmm.
You've angered God.
Oh.
And asked for something you should not have. And it's also reported that he tries to get her then to, like, renounce her Protestant faith.
Oh.
Yeah, he's like, and so some people say, like, some studiers of all of this say that he was actually, like, a Catholic priest in disguise. Because at the time, this was, like, the Protestant regime. But he was actually a Catholic because he, like, because she said later that he said, like, the Sancta Maria. So she said the Sancta Maria said he. And so some people are like, he was a Catholic priest, like, laying low in the Protestant regime, you know. That is, if he was alive.
Oh.
So as the man turns and walks off, I've pictured this over and over in my mind.
It's going to be like the Sixth Sense.
It's never not funny to me.
Oh, no.
As he turns and walks off, he approaches Moncastle and then disappears into a small crack or, like, hole in the wall that no one could ever fit through. I don't know if he, like, folded up or what.
I like to think it's, like, really bad 90s cartoons graphics where he just kind of...
It pixelates into it.
It's like a cat. As long as his head can fit in, his whole body.
Slip through. Yeah. So, she's very startled by this, as one would be, and she realized, like, oh, he might not be, like, a living human. Like,
oh, did he just fucking go through a crack in the wall?
But this isn't the only encounter. There are many more encounters.
Oh.
So, in their second meeting at the Thorn of Domsternick.
Crack Boy comes back?
Yes.
Okay.
And this was in a very specific location of probably Dalmasternock Farm near Crawfordland Castle.
Sure.
On the Glasgow to Kilmarnock Road. So, like, very specific place where this happened.
Hmm.
So he appeared and promised Bessie, like, look, you'll have all the money and all the nice clothes and all the fucking horses and cows you could ever want if you would just renounce your faith.
That Catholic. Listen to him.
And so essentially all of her troubles would be just washed away. And Bessie, though, said, if I should ever be pulled apart by horses.
Oh, my. Jesus Christ.
I will never do that. And the gentleman was super angry at her. He was just like, God damn it. Again, he's just like, fuck.
Couldn't trick her this time.
And he comes back, though, again. And this time he comes with a squad. So this is very strange. So she was sitting one day in the kitchen with her husband, who was visiting with three tailors. I don't know why. No one does.
I'm sorry. I can't get over the guy disappearing.
Did I
crack
skip?
In the wall.
Okay, good. Okay, I haven't skipped on who he says he is. Okay, and so he comes to her in the kitchen and, like, grabs her apron and is like, come on, I need to talk to you or whatever. And so she goes out there with him, with her, the husband and the three tailors, just, like, watching, I guess.
Hmm.
And so there's, like, a squad with him this time. And he told her to, like, don't speak or don't be afraid or anything about what you're about to see. But, like, we're going to go here. And so they go forward and then there's these 12 just, like, pretty people. There, 8 women and 4 men, And, you know, she describes their clothes as the men were clad in gentlemen's clothing and the women all had platties around them.
What is that?
I don't know.
Platties?
Platties. It's Scotland.
Hmm. Isn't a plait like a braid?
No, I think it's like actually like their plaids.
Oh,
like,
plaid. Like their... Oh, I was thinking like a plait. Okay.
Platties.
Platties.
It's spelled super weird. All of this is spelled weird. So the strangers like were like, sit with us. Here, like, you know, welcome, Bessie.
Hmm.
Will you go with us?
And
she didn't answer. She's like, mm. So they then departed and she asked who these people were. And this the guy that keeps appearing.
Crack boy.
Yeah, sure. Says, they are the good neighbors that dwell in the court of Elfland. And they desire you to go with them.
No. No, thank you.
But Bessie smartly says, well, I see no reason to go with them unless I know why.
Well, yeah.
And then he says, look at me, Bessie.
Okay.
I have plenty of mate and clothes, and I can offer you some if you go with me.
He's really trying. This dude's been trying for years. I got some meat and some clothes.
So Bessie was stubborn, though, and she said no. And then, he became angry with her, as it just seems like is his thing.
Well, yeah, he just offered her the best meat and clothes in the world.
She turned it down. All she's going to do is renounce her faith.
Oh, and go with the elves or whatever.
So they continued to meet, though, and he began to teach Bessie things.
Hmm.
You know, which started to give her kind of these gifts that she never had before. Strange, you know, things like, you know, he started teaching her to make potions and charms, like healing things and whatnot. And she asked him one day why he had appeared to her and started all of this. And he has to start everything with Bessie.
Look at me.
Look at me. Do you remember when you were lying in childbed and a stout woman came to your door to ask for a drink?
Oh.
Yes.
He was that stout woman.
Yes, she said. I remember very well. He said, that was the Queen of Elfland, my mistress, who commanded me to wait upon you to do you good. As for me, my name is Tom Reed, and I died in a great battle near 30 years ago.
Excuse me?
And now, my home is in Fairyland. I feel like I nailed that Scotland accent.
I mean, you looked mighty proud.
It's the first one I did to where I didn't feel like I was choking.
You did wrap it up and look immediately over.
I didn't fail.
Did I do good?
So, to break from the story here, this is, of course, dangerous as hell. Like, what she's doing. And this was a super... Scotland right now is, like, dying to kill witches.
Oh.
Like, super dangerous time. And dealing with the Fae in particular was a fast track into being suspected, landing yourself into trouble.
So he didn't want her to renounce her faith for another type of Christian faith. He wanted her to, like, renounce her faith.
That's what it seems like. Yeah.
Just in general.
It's like to go to the fairy world.
Hmm.
Yeah. As a bit of a spoiler, that's kind of exactly what happens here. Bessie, of course, is going to run into trouble.
Mm.
So most of this that comes, this is from her confession. Her story never really changed. She always kept it the same, which is really interesting.
Bessie, look at me.
Look at me.
Look at me, Bessie.
And so Bessie and Tom continued to meet for over 4 years. They're not fucking.
No, I wasn't going to ask that. But I mean, thank you for that knowledge. I do think that if he's coming from fairy, like, Tom, he's got to be a better name.
Apparently that was his real name when he was alive.
Oh, I forgot he was a real dude.
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted something really cool, like Fandol.
Yeah.
Something.
Fandol.
Fandol. It's a character in Skyrim. Go on.
So during this time, Bessie had kind of established herself as a bit of a wise woman, kind of a white witch.
Oh, boy. That's a slippery slope.
It's a slippery slope. And that's what's so frustrating about this trial and the end of the story is that nothing really had anything actually bad to say about her. She's not one of those to where they were like, oh, they turned my niece into a bat and then the bat chased a tiger through the cemetery and blew up. Like, you know, it's not like that.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
She was pretty much, she was just playing a dangerous game, and she got too comfortable, and it seems like her luck just ran out. So, but what she did, she kind of helped people across all statuses in the community with healing, like potions and herbs for different ailments, for sickness, pain. And she says most of this was from the guidance of Tom, who would tell her what she needed to do for these ailments, and she would do it. And sometimes nothing could be done, and he would tell her so. Like,
it's funny how everyone's chill with the witch thing as long as they're helping you.
Yeah. So another gift that she seems to have developed was finding lost objects.
Oh.
Or lost or stolen objects, things like that. So it's this gift, this locating stolen, this is what gets her in trouble.
Mm.
So it can kind of be
some guy's trying to hide his mistress and she's finding him.
She's
over there. Found her.
So it could be kind of, it seems that her problems began. So when a burgess of Irvine, William Kyle.
No.
William Kyle. Consulted her about a stolen cloak. And she told him that the culprit was Mally Boyd, who was also an Irvine resident. And they had fashioned the cloak now into a kirtle.
Billy Boyd stole a cloak?
Mally Boyd. Huh. Billy Boyd is innocent in this case.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't worry.
Okay. I feel better.
So, though Kyle told her, I'm not going to tell anybody if you tell me who stole it. He told her that. He immediately, like,
what a cock.
Yeah, I know. Like, blabbed, pretty much. And she was, the next day that she was at the Irvine Market, she was seized. However, by now, she had some friends in higher places. She'd done some healing and some lost and found shit for some rich people. And James Blair, the brother of William Blair of the Strand, came to her assistance and had her released from prison. So, unfortunately, though, Bessie, like, just didn't stop there. And so she accused two blacksmiths, so we have Gabriel and George Black, of stealing plow irons. Don't know what those are. From a man named Henry Jameson, and as well as James Baird of Waterton.
Oh.
And taking the stolen plow irons to their dad's house and Lockerside. So she's just basically being like, well, hey, they stole your shit. And this kind of...
Just mind your business.
The angry blacksmiths who have been accused are now wanting to file a complaint against Bessie to the Archbishop of Glasgow to clear their name. You know, they're basically being like, this bitch is lying. We didn't steal shit.
I feel like they're thieving.
And it's implied, kind of, it seems like by the tone of the record, that the Archbishop was actually kind of favorable towards Bessie here. Like, maybe kind of believing that these blacksmiths are shady and they stole the plow irons.
Sure.
You know, she had a decent reputation, but this is starting to cause some fault lines in her character. She's been arrested twice. You know, she keeps accusing people.
It's not a good look to be friends with her.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's like, she's kind of getting difficult. She's a difficult woman.
Oh, fuck.
So, and it really was the balance. Like, a wise woman was okay as long as they started no trouble. And sometimes if they started no trouble, they still weren't okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, witches were being killed all of the time, like all of the time. It's just a super paranoid society, you know, like witchcraft was this really intensely, you know, like feared thing, and mob mentality would take over. And then also people wanted to save their own skin, and it was just a bad deal. So a third set of charges were filed against her, and I couldn't really find who did it, what the deal was with this third set. It's fucking Kyle. Mm. And this is kind of third strike, unfortunately, this time. And likely kind of for the fear of their own necks, her high friends, society people did not come to help her.
We don't know her.
Yeah. And she was taken to the High Court Justiciary, sure, at Dalkeith on the 20th of September, 1576, and was sentenced to death in Edinburgh. Did I say Edinburgh? Edinburgh. I don't know. It just says Edinburgh.
Oh.
I thought it was Edinburgh. Anywho, on the 8th of November. So that was a really intense verdict, considering that she was really adamant that she never renounced her faith. She never wanted to do that. And she didn't even ever go to Fairyland. She didn't go. She told him no, fuck off every single time.
Can you imagine this playing out? It's just like a real life and death situation. It's like, I never went to Fairyland.
I didn't go to Fairyland. Yeah, it's weird. So she argued. She was like, look, I don't really have a skill here. Like, this is all coming from Tom.
Mm-mm.
And
shut your mouth, baby.
He died in the Battle of Pinky 29 years ago on the 10th of September 1547, and he's now in the court of Elfland under the control of the Fairy Queen.
She's got a problem talking when she just needs to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, brutally honest here. And so, unusually, she was really not found guilty of practicing harmful magic, like doing bad shit.
Mm.
She was. It's a long charge, and it's spelled weird.
Oh, God, yes, do it.
Of harmful magic, so she wasn't... No demonic pacts, nothing like that. Her crimes were using of sorcery, witchcraft, and incantation with invocation of spiritus of the devil. continue and... familiar, it's so weird, continue and familiarity with them at all sick times as she thought expedient, dealing with the charms and abusing the people with devilish craft of sorcery.
Abusing the people.
Pebble is spelled people, P-E-P-I-L-L.
Pebble. Okay.
So she didn't actually hurt anybody. They didn't say that she did. She just fraternized with otherworldly beings.
Sure.
And she's got to die for it. So Bessie really appeared to have believed her experiences as these true supernatural encounters. And it seems, as did her accusers. Like, they were like, oh, yeah, I believe that.
But she still got death.
Yeah.
Cool.
And so the level of detail that she supplied kind of implies that something was going on. There was a conviction here that she thought something was real. And it's unclear whether or not torture was used. I saw some reports that said no, probably not. And then I saw some that said that it, of course, happened. Mm. You know, like, we can't have one without the other.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
And so, interestingly, apparently Tom previously predicted to her, like, they're going to try you for witchcraft, but, like, your friends will come to the rescue.
Oh.
And since he was so often right, maybe she thought that she was like, I'm fucking fine no matter what. But maybe he was right. She got two other chances before when she was dragged into court, you know. But unfortunately, this didn't happen. And on November 8th, 1576, she was strangled to death.
Oh, okay.
And then burned at the stake. They burned her body at the stake. She was
dead. When we say strangled, is that like,
I don't,
does it mean hanged, or does it mean they brought out a beef man to strangle her?
I don't know.
With his hands.
All I could find was just strangled.
Yeah. Either way.
Yeah, it's not pleasant. So what happened here? Like, what is...
That is interesting. Because, believe in it or not, where did she suddenly get this ability to heal or work with herbs?
Yeah. Well, and the finding lost things shit is weird, you know? And... It's just in the just the meeting of the other people, the other fairy people, is weird.
The stout woman.
Yeah, the queen. She was the queen.
Well, she needed some water.
So what sucks is that today this would have been absolutely not really that big of a deal. People talk to spirits all the time.
Sure.
You know, and but unfortunately she lived in the 1570s. And she was doing things you didn't do. And just kind of regardless of, like, her steadfast retaining of her faith, that wasn't enough when you're like, well, I talked to a man named Tom Reed who lives in the fairyland and serves the fae queen. And
yeah. Yeah. I think she needed to plead the fifth on that one.
Yeah.
Which I don't... It was clearly was not a thing then and there, but...
Yeah. But wow. That's the story of Bessie Dunlop.
Wow. Huh. I it makes me wonder why her?
Yeah.
You know, is that just one of those things that the Fae are just like constantly just like, oh, really no rhyme or reason.
Test
just...
this one's character when she's having a baby. Yeah. See if she gives you water.
And if she does, hang out with her and show her how to do shit.
So she can get burned at the stake.
Yeah, that will ultimately kill her. Wow. That one was interesting, dude.
Yeah, that was one of the more, like,
there's fucking odd elements there, though, yeah, that we don't see. Like, you don't, normally it's just, like, people accusing people of crazy shit. But this one, she herself was saying some pretty wild things.
Yeah, like, casually. Like, look, no, I meet with this guy all the time. He folds himself up and slips through cracks. I can't.
Dude, that visual. Oh, like, okay, and why did you bother turning your back and walking if you were just going to...
Yeah, I don't know.
Just sink through the floorboards.
It reminds me, you know, in Beetlejuice, when the mail slot... And he's like the this flat guy that goes through that little...
He just...
That's
the
what
wall.
It reminds me of.
What was it? Look at me. What was it?
Bessie.
Look
at me.
Look at me, Bessie.
Yeah, look at me, Bessie.
I think anytime you need to get somebody's attention. Macy, look at me.
Look at me.
Look at me, Macy.
Well, that wraps her up. Wraps her up nice and tight.
Speaking of nice and tight,
oh,
I have some tight review footage for you.
Oh, yeah.
Ew. Today's tight review footage, look at me, Messi, comes from Lanny K. Lanny K is titled this Couple Sweetie Potatoes.
Oh my God.
Says, listen. These gals are as delightful as it gets.
Oh.
I've been listening since almost the beginning. I didn't realize I had neglected to leave a review. I am thankful for the gift of your time and energy into each episode. You're putting so much good energy out into the world. I am thankful. Thank you, Lanny K.
That was generous.
That was too... That I feel like we should apologize.
Yeah.
Anytime someone's like, I've listened since the beginning, my gut goes, I'm sorry.
Yeah, oh no.
Well, Macy.
What?
Remind the cool cats and kittens out there where they can go get that print.
WBAH print shop. Just one P. I just wanted to throw that extra pop on there.
Shop.com.
And it's there. You can find it. You can buy it. You can look at it.
You have.
Do whatever you want with it.
You can get it. It's your property. I don't care. Eat it. You can. You have until next week. Yeah. You have exactly 1 week from today.
St. Patty's Day.
Until it goes away. And much like the first one, once it's gone, dude.
It's gone.
It's gone. It's gone. All that's good in this world will be gone. And if you're interested in advertising with the Witch Bitch Amateur Hour, send us an email to wbahpodcast@gmail.com. That's also where you can send your spooky stories, as long as you're putting spooky somewhere in the title. That's also where you can send your nudes. Well, I mean, send us anything.
Don't do that.
It's our new tagline. Waba, send nudes.
Send us anything.
We have an Instagram where you can see the print with the Yeti and me and Mace looking like little nesting dolls.
Little cute patoots.
And what's our Instagram?
Witch Bitch Amateur Hour.
We have a Twitter where we tweet. Oh, and that's what I was going to tell you. I was on Twitter the other day. And I saw that someone, I don't know which one of you did this. Someone made a Twitter account called Waba Out of Context.
Oh no, that's great.
Yeah. And I retweeted, I forget what it was. I forget the tweet, but I retweeted it. So if you go to our Twitter, you can, through us, find the Waba Out of Context, which I need to be a thing.
Yeah,
I need this to be a thing.
I want that to start getting some hits.
We have and our Twitter is @BitchHour. Come eat with us over on Facebook. At
Witch Amateur Hour.
We have a Patreon with all kinds of extra content. Some of it is even witchy. You can go to patreon.com/WBAH podcast, and the P.O. box that everyone has had their hands in, Saw's box. Where does she live?
She lives quite snugly.
Mm.
Quite cozily.
Oh.
With a whole bunch of others.
Ew, the way you said that.
At P.O. Box 865.
Hmm.
Canton, Texas 75103.
865! Man, that feels like a long time ago.
I know.
Well, we've wrapped up yet another in-person sode.
Mm-hmm. Getting normalcy.
Yeah, well, you know.
They are so much more fun to record.
I feel like when you're talking, I can be like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it not throw the audio off completely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's also just nice to talk at each other's faces. And hopefully you guys can tell. And listen here, we get to go places again soon.
Yeah, man.
We get to bring you those on-location spooky-sodes. We get to do the experiences again, homie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, goodbye.
Bye, boy.
That's how Southerners say goodbye. You just stretch it out for as long as you can, mm-hmm. and then you just exit as quickly as possible.
Hard, brutal cut.
Yeah. But you put a lot of bullshit before it. Yeah. And then you just disappear into a crack in the wall.
Is my mic on the top? Rah, rah, rah. Yeah, okay.